Extract 2. Questions 13 to 24. For questions 13 to 24, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
Barbara Roberts.
Yes,
good morning. Hello there. My name's Dr. Beddy. I'm one of the new GPs in the practice. First of all, what would you like me to call you?
Well, you can call me Barbara. That'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so Barbara, I'm seeing you today, but I think it's usually Dr. Brown that sees you. Is that right?
Yes, Dr. Brown's my doctor.
Okay. What is it that's brought you to see me today?
Well, I've come about my tummy problem. I've got terrible trouble with my stomach and Dr. Brown just doesn't seem to be able to get to the bottom of it. And I thought perhaps I'd come and see you to see if you could help.
Right, OK. Can you tell me a bit more about your tummy problems?
Well, I have this terrible discomfort nearly all the time. It very often feels bloated. I swing between being constipated and having diarrhoea. I have sort of cramping feelings sometimes, and other times it stabs. It's a real stabbing feeling. I often have the urge to go to the toilet, and I pass very smelly wind.
So quite a few symptoms there, and some of them sound quite troublesome to you.
Yes.
Okay. And how long has this been going on?
Well, I've traced it back to a holiday I had in Egypt about 4 years ago. I had a horrible bout of sickness and diarrhoea. And
what sort of treatments have you tried for this before?
Well, Dr. Brown gave me some muscle relaxants at the beginning. But I've been to the health shop and they've been really helpful. They've given me lots of different tablets and medicines for different things. And Imodium.
Right.
I have Imodium in my handbag all the time, just in case.
Right. So these different tablets that you've got from the herbal shop, how are you taking them? What about tests? Have you had any tests for these problems?
Yes, I had, in the early days, I had a gastroscopy.
Was that the tube down from the top?
Yes.
Okay.
And at the same time, I had a barium enema.
Right.
That was very uncomfortable.
Okay.
I've tried. Well,
it sounds like you've had these problems now for about 4 years. Mm. You've got a lot of various symptoms in your stomach. You've tried a lot of tablets, some prescribed, some herbal remedies, and you've had some investigations, but you're not entirely happy that you've been investigated thoroughly enough. Is that about...
I'd say so,
have I got the story right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you've been seeing Dr. Brown about this for the last few years. Mm. What is it that he's said that he thinks might be wrong with you?
Well, he thinks it's all in my head.
Right.
You know, I mean, it can't all be in my head. I get too much physical pain for it to be in my head. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real. It's a real pain.
Mm-hmm. And have you had any thoughts yourself about what you think might be causing it?
Well, I mean, I did think that perhaps it was an infection that hadn't cleared up in the early stages, but I think... I mean, sometimes I think it's IBS. A friend of mine's got that and it sounds similar. And then other times I'll think, I wonder if it's an ulcer.
Right.
On a really bad day, I start to think it might be cancer.
Right. given that we've tried medication for you and we've tried investigations and we've drawn a blank, really, with those, none of those have really helped you.
No.
I guess I'm wondering whether now it would be a good idea to try a different approach to your problems.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
And I guess what I'd be wondering is whether one of the approaches we need to be using now is thinking about what you do with your life and what you do with your day, and maybe trying to bring back some of those pleasurable things, you know, even if it's just meeting up with your female friends once a week, and whether actually doing those sorts of things might generally improve your quality of life. I'm also thinking about the tablets that you're taking and the fact that you seem to be taking quite a lot of them, and I'm wondering whether it's worth us sitting and looking at them and maybe trying to rationalise them a little bit and really decide which are helping you, which are doing nothing, and which may actually be making some of your symptoms worse, I guess. What would you think about trying that slightly different approach for, say 2 or 3 months, just to see whether or not it makes any difference?
Well, 2 or 3 months is a long time if there is something going on. I mean, that's what happened to my mother-in-law. You know, they left her and didn't spot it. And
well, I guess if we did decide to work together like this, this new approach, I'd be seeing you regularly. We can keep an eye on your symptoms, and if they change, then we can investigate as appropriate. But if they stay the same, then, you know, we could be pretty clear that there's nothing new happening that we're missing.